We're talking with Emily Kennedy here at the 2016 National FFA Convention. You've just got off stage here at the national finals of the Creed Contest. Any butterflies as you went through the process this morning?
There was a lot of butterflies. I actually woke up at 3 o'clock last morning and had to pray to go back to sleep. But in that holding room, there was a lot of nervousness. But when I stepped on that stage, I could just see everyone from Oklahoma sitting on the front row. And that just calmed my nerves and just made me feel right at home, like I was at the state FFA convention.
Obviously, there's a lot of debate about, do you want to go first? You want to go last? You were fourth. Seems like that's a great position to be as far as to be working with the judges in.
I like fourth because I would not have to sit through everyone else. I feel like it just prepared me a lot more mentally to go fourth and have that relaxation in the time to be in a room alone by myself.
Tell me a little bit about your journey as far as getting to this point in working and getting ready for the questions and everything else.
It was kind of a funny journey. I actually started back a year ago competing at jackpots at the local level, and I would never place very well at jackpots at all, but it wasn't until I got second at the district contest that I started preparing a lot more. The preparation process was just inviting everybody to come hear me and just getting as many brains as we can to think of as many questions as we can. And so I think that was a big part of it, as well as staying updated on the local ag news.
Seems like I saw more progressively tougher questions as you went through the rounds, especially today in the final four.
Yes, I actually personally thought the first round of questions was harder for me than the second round of questions because they just got lengthier, so you would forget what they asked or maybe hoping that you would answer it directly the way you were supposed to.
Well, what's FFA meant to you at this point?
FFA actually was something where I could get involved in, and it was my thing because in seventh grade, I was diagnosed with an illness that put me on hospital homebound for 3 months. And being from a 6A school, you have to be really good at athletics to do anything in your school. And so I was never the athletic type. And so as soon as I got into this organization, I just found my place because it was an organization where if I worked hard, I would succeed. And I had so many people push me to where I'm at today.
I guess what some hopes down the road to get involved with some of these other speech contests and whatnot?
I really would love to just continue to meeting new people because I have found that is the most fun part of the contest. Being in that prelim and semifinals rooms with 50 states and meeting all different type of personalities, all different types of accents. I just hope to be as involved as many contests that I can where I can meet a lot of people because that has definitely been the most fun part of this competition by far.